listening to a Hip Hop Digest special interview with King Killer, Crew G, and E Green.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest special interview series. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. And today, we got one of the realists out here, Rock Ness. What's up, bruh?
What it look like?
All right.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you.
You're already, man. July, I don't mind talking to the people. It's a special day in the world.
All right.
No doubt. Well, King Killer, let's not forget, we got to get you right off the track like we do with all of our guests.
Right.
Tell them, Killer.
So what happens is we got two first standard questions we ask all of our guests. The first one is what was the first rap record, cassette, CD, whatever, that you bought with your own money?
With my own money? I don't know. Probably a Big Daddy Kane or a Rakim joint. I'm not sure, though. I ain't have a lot of money. I just confiscated things from people when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, my brother. I definitely feel you.
You just acquired it, huh?
You acquired it in different directions.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Might have been Slick Rick, Kane, or Rakim. Maybe even G-Rap.
Okay.
Like, you know, like...
Only official niggas, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And the second question is...
I bought NWA CD. I know that because when they first came out, like, niggas out here wasn't on it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of had to get that. I was kind of early to the NWA party, so I had to get my own.
Okay.
That's what's up.
All right. So, and the second question on that, what is your personal top three MCs? Personal to you, your top three.
I don't know. I can't really say that because, like, you know, it's always something that fluctuates. It all, you know, it depends. Like, sometimes, you know, it's an out of sight, out of mind thing. You know, you got some people that, you know, some MCs take their foot off the gas over a period of time or at certain points. You know what I mean? And with age and shit, you know, with age and maturity, a lot of MCs tend to take their foot off the gas. And me, I'm going to always be a fan of aggressive hip hop. So so that list may change depending on, you know. And right now, I don't really have a top three. I would waste too much airtime trying to think of that. I mean, me and Ruck, and I don't know who's the third.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
All right, that's fair. No doubt, that's fair.
Because I don't really feel, you know, I mean, like, there's some aggressive MCs out that, you know, I mean, that spit the way I like spitting. You know what I mean? There's a few of them out there, but I haven't really been tuned in enough for me to be claiming them as one of my, you know, no top three right now. I need to tune in a little more to give a respectable answer.
I got
well,
you.
Before we let you off the hook, though, you know, it doesn't have to be any. We're talking about in totality, and it's a personal thing. It's not like we on a, you know, like a top five, and we gonna sit here and argue about. It's your, like.
Nah, I mean, I just literally because I really don't. I mean, like, I'm really right not a dude who be on that. I'm, you know, in plenty of my conversations, and even in some of my bars, I will be like, "Fuck your top five." You know, no disrespect to you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect to y'all personally, but what I said in the verse, what I said, fuck all that top five MC shit, bitch. Of the best MC that empty clips. Let's go. You know, I said that. That's documented. It's out there.
Well,
you
there
know
it
what I'm
is.
Saying? Like.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, but there are definitely MCs that I rock with that I think have what I be looking for. Niggas like, you know, all four members of Slaughterhouse. You know what I mean? Like, I still believe in whatever they doing. You know, I still believe in them. I still believe in Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always rooting for Jay. You know what I mean? Like, I might hear something and be not that impressed, but I'll never feel like Jay-Z. Oh, he fell off. I'll be like, Jay-Z ain't even try on that. That's how I feel about it. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Okay, okay.
And that's just me.
I'm glad you like that aggressive hip hop, because M.O.P. is my favorite all time.
Oh, those are my boys.
Oh, shit.
Those are my boys.
Brownsville?
Absolutely. They on the album.
Yes,
oh,
they
yes,
are.
Yes, I see those them on there. That's one of my favorite joints,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm always be a fan of M.O.P.'s as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why when I, you know, when I do my radio show on B Minus Radio, like, it's called Monster Music. Well, it's called Monster Monday, but every once in a while we have scheduling conflicts and we switch, and my day's been switched. So when we switch it, we got to change it to Monster Music. And, you know, Monster Monday wouldn't sound right on the Wednesday. But it's all, that's, you know, that's the whole concept of it. It's aggressive, you know, it's aggressive music. Aggressive hip hop.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Shit that make you want to bang your head on the wall. Something that make you twist your face up. You know what I mean?
That's hip hop.
Make you get the ugly face.
Yeah, that's the type of shit I love.
Indeed, no doubt.
Right.
So, let me ask you. I was wondering, have you ever reflected back on your place in history? Coming from where you come from, probably outside of Wu-Tang, there's probably no other crew or clique or label than what Duck Down was doing at the time you were on that label. Do you ever sit back and look at your place in history?
Hold on a second. What did you read?
The realness.
The realness, yes.
Right.
Life is real.
Right? You mean nothing. I told you ain't never getting fruit snacks first, ever. So, what else you want to eat?
Y'all getting it live right now.
I love it. I love it. It's
real life.
Hello.
Yes.
Yo.
All right.
Rap dad shit.
Yeah, no doubt. But anyway, what I was asking you, I was like, outside of coming from where you come from in the 90s, outside of Wu-Tang, there's probably no better respected, no better, more formidable, you know, click, label, posse, anything you want to add to it than what you came from in the 90s. Did you ever sit back and reflect on your place in history as far as hip-hop?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't look at it the way a lot of people look at it. You know, I mean, like, my perspective on it is not the same as the fans' perspective on it. You know what I mean? Because it's a difference. But like anybody who's a fan of my shit, like, I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I'm gonna say I'm not just gonna sell a fly story, like, you know what I'm saying? But like, anybody who's a fan of it, if you a fan of our shit, then you love our shit. We almost can't do no wrong, right? Because if you a fan of us, then you fuck with our vibe as well as our lyrics, and our vibe is gonna always be our vibe. But to a nigga who's not a fan of ours, right? Like if you don't, like, they don't know us. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's too many, like, if you go ahead and have the debate with somebody about top 5 or top 10 or top anything, anybody outside, we ain't in that. Unless you, like, you can have somebody who's not a Nas fan, but will still include him in the top whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
Do you? I mean, cause it's just universally, you know what I'm saying? Even if they don't fuck with Nas, the nigga Nas done sold all of the records. He done been in all of the whatever. You know, whatever those things are that will make him bleed over to dudes who don't even know him. They are aware of him. Like, dudes who don't, like, you know, it's like we get left off with too much. And I understand why. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, it's different. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we only really did a little something in the game, but and it may seem like a lot to y'all, but think about the time span that it spread. You know what I mean? Like, niggas have been out of the light longer than we've been in the light. You know what I mean? That was just a blip in time in the 90s. You know what I mean? A lot of dudes, you know, no disrespect to none of the dudes from my era, but a lot of dudes came out in the 90s and you never saw them again, right? Or a lot of dudes came out in the 90s and they did what they did and they are considered, how do I say it? Like, they peaked in the 90s. You know what I mean? And then you got a lot of dudes who might have came out in the early 90s for the first time, or sometime in the 90s, or whenever they came out. And they had a little run. They got beat up by the game. You know what I'm saying? Not the rapper, the industry, right? They got, you know, they got beat up. They got beat up by the game. They disappeared. And they came back with their mind right, their money right, and their system right. You know what I mean? And they, those are the dudes who really, I feel like I've seen really control the game. This is true with dudes like Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? This is true with dudes like 50 Cent. This is true with dudes like even Dr. Dre. Like, Dr. Dre is an interesting example because, you know, a lot of us don't, we didn't realize Dre wasn't really getting no money when N.W.A. was happening. They was large as fuck to us back then. It was, this, I mean, when it was happening, it was happening. You didn't, me, you, or nobody else who wasn't in the inner circle didn't really know. You know what I'm saying? And then N.W.A. was over that quick. Like, you know, it didn't seem like it was that quick. But Cube left. You know, they did another album. Then Easy left. And, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't really no N.W.A. And it was like, but what happened was Dr. Dre got his second win. Which is what I'm saying about all of these artists that I just now named, like a Jay-Z, a 50 Cent, or, you know, even RZA and GZA of the Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wu-Tang might have been a new group, but RZA and GZA wasn't new artists. They had already came in the game before.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Just like Jay-Z had already been in the game before. Just like, you know, like whoever else I just mentioned had already been in the game before. 50 Cent, you know what I mean? DMX, they had all been around for a minute, and you know they ain't get what they just do. Came back with their mind right, team right, money right, whatever. And those are the dudes who really, maybe not so much Jay-Z, maybe not so much DMX. It might have just been a slower crawl, but I'm not sure. I'm not fact checking. I'm going straight off my memory. You know what I'm saying? But it would be their second time around. You know, it would be on their second coming that a dude would really come and do the game dirty, you know what I'm saying? And really corner the game. And I just felt like for us, we just, like, well, for me, like, for Helter Skelter, well, for me, you know, that this theory used to apply to all of us, you know, for the boot camp, but just over the years, that the theory whittled down to just me, because, and maybe OGC individually or together. You still with me?
Yeah.
I just heard my phone beeping. I didn't know if it cut us off or whatever. But like, when I say me and OGC, is because like Smith and Wesson put out multiple albums, Helter Skelter put out multiple albums, Buckshot Black Moon put out multiple albums. You know what I'm saying? I've never put out a solo album until just now. This is my second coming. You understand what I'm saying? And OGC, no member of OGC has done that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. But I guess, but no matter what, I guess.
Yeah, it seems big to you. It seems big to you because you probably, because you're a fan of it. You fuck with the, if you didn't fuck with our movement, I wouldn't be on the phone with you right now, right? But when you ask your daughter or your son who knows who Tupac is and knows who Wu-Tang is, who Boot Camp is, ask yourself how that's possible.
Oh, that is
because that's probably
right.
A fact.
That is a fact, and that is a lack of history and training. And I guess I only say that to say, beyond us being a fan of yours, I mean, you can't argue with actual facts. You know, that you were a part of a movement. And you're right. In the larger aspect of it, in the larger pop consortium of it, you're right. They don't know you, ain't never heard of you, wouldn't even know you from anybody. I agree with you.
Let's flip that around for a quick second, though, because we know that the music industry and the music that's being put out is totally different than what it was at that time. How do you feel about today's consumers?
I mean, I feel like the consumer, I mean, I don't know how I feel about the consumer, honestly. I think the consumer, you know, the consumer is fickle. And a lot of times, you know, it's sad to say, but like, you know, they don't like they, the consumer gets programmed. You know what I mean? It's almost hypnotism. And, you know, I wasn't complaining about it when I was on the winning end of that. So I'm not going to complain about it now. I was on a label, you know what I'm saying, when, you know, where they had radio budgets and video budgets and all of that before, when they played my song 20 times a day. I remember that. So I can't really complain that they do that for whoever they do that for now. You understand what I'm saying? But I just wish that the playing field was level. If it's a matter of paying, if it's a matter of payola, then stop hiding about it. Let everybody know it caused this, and then people will stop complaining. Won't nobody complain when they can't be on the radio because they know they can't afford to be on the radio. You understand what I'm saying?
It's a shame.
Why hide? You understand what I'm saying? Like, why is it such a... I mean, you had to pay to make the record. You had to pay to get the shit, the posters printed up and all that other shit. Why should it be? Like, is it... I don't see that as such a foreign concept that a person would have to pay for any service, because this is what we do, right? So why is it a secret that niggas pay to be on the radio? I mean, just let everybody know and tell everybody to pay like they weigh, and niggas will shut the fuck up or pay
them. That's all fine, you but if it saying? Wasn't illegal, so they got to take the legality away from it because everybody knows it happens.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Make it legal or something, man, and let everybody, and you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, whatever the case may be, like, you know, but in the process of this, you got fans, you know, you got fans who love what they hear on the radio. Then you got all these fans that, you know, when I'm online, I mean, but it's my timeline. I don't know what they do on my cousin who listens to, you know, who listens to the shit that's on now. I don't know what's going on her top timeline. You know what I'm saying? A Rihanna fan's timeline. I don't know what their timeline looks like. But like, my timeline looks like everybody wants bars back. Everybody wants hip hop back. And I'm like, if that's a fact, then y'all slipping, because they've always been there. If you saying this shit on the internet, why don't you just type in the name of whoever your favorite rapper is? I guarantee you, he put out 2 albums in the last 5-10 years at least. That you ain't even checked for.
No doubt.
Exactly.
No doubt.
I agree with you on that.
So, Rock, let me answer a question. Let's get into the project a little bit. One of the things that I was really impressed with as far as the album, and I did like it very much, but one of the things I was impressed with, how did you find your sonic balance on the album? It's one thing that I find that veteran guys have trouble finding a sonic balance, but your album is balanced very well.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. I mean,
meaning the sound of the album. It's not like so 90s dated, but it isn't trap either. It has a nice balance to it.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, yeah, that's because I've always been mindful of that. Like, I'm not crazy. Like, I don't want no 90s dated shit. That's first of all. But I understand how fickle the fans are, even mine, the ones that claim they love me. Let me rhyme on a trap beat and everybody gonna talk crazy about me. You understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, you bitch ass niggas, I happen to like trap beats. I like high energy, aggressive music. I've always said that. You understand what I'm saying? So I've always said that, and I've always burnt them shit down. So, you know, but also with certain types of shit, I had to, you know, with certain types of beats and my voice, just because I like a beat doesn't necessarily mean my voice will mesh with it, because my voice can be, you know, I mean, it's deep. It's not always, you know, it's different tones or whatever, but the wrong type of deep with my voice, the wrong type of bass with my voice, and the wrong type of engineer, then my voice get lost. It gets lost in all of that bass. And, you know, I was real focused on being heard on this album. Like, I made it a point that I wanted people to hear my words, because they don't always. You know what I mean? You
no
just
doubt.
Hear flow and voice, but you don't really know that I be saying some shit all of the time.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I picked up. I was, you know, you can hear you very clearly. I mean, it just you can't not hear you on the album. I thought it was sonically very well produced, and not saying that I'm surprised, but I'm just saying I think a lot of veteran guys struggle with that. You know,
yeah, they struggle with that bad, but yeah, like I've been mindful of it for a long time, and then I've kind of been setting people up, like I've been subliminally setting people up over the years, like because I got young homies and shit, young artists that I work with. Shout out to my boys, Bo Black, Mike Millie, and Rock Red from the Representatives. He was Little Rock back then, but that's just the beginning. Like I got tons of artists, you know, that's one of the things we do over here on Sacramento Street is we train artists and shit. We, you know, it's one of the things I do personally. I've always done. And, you know, I'm around dudes that are younger than me, and I listen to, and, you know, these are my little homies, and all day, every day, and it's not my shit they listening to. You understand what I'm saying? So I know what niggas is listening to. And also, when I do songs with, well, I know what type of shit niggas is listening to. I can't name all the artists, but I don't remember who's who and all of that, but I sound like an old fucking man. But I'm saying, like, when I do know what type of beats niggas is rhyming on, and I know I like them. So when I was doing Monster Mondays, like, every time I did, like, you know, the 44 weeks of songs that I dropped in like 2011, it was like half of them was songs and half of them was freestyles. Every Monday I would drop something, right? And all of the freestyles, like out of the freestyle half, like 90% of that half was all trappy or new age beats from that era. You understand what I'm saying? Like all of the, this was, I mean, yeah, this was in 2011, 2012, and from that point on, like, I will never hesitate to rap over a trappy beat or whatever if it's for a freestyle or if it's with my little homies, because that's what they doing. I meet them on their shit. You understand what I'm saying? Just so when it gets, you know, the little bit of it, as much of it trickles out as possible, you get to hear me in that realm. So it's not so much of a shock to you when I do something like Rumble for me.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
And what we say on this show a lot is that we're not concerned with MCs rhyming over trap beats as long as you're still being an MC on those trap beats. Don't get on those trap beats and sound like some of these niggas that can't even fucking, you don't understand shit they saying.
Right. Right. Because, I mean, like, the first time when I first started hearing T.I. is when I started hearing the word trap. And T.I. is a lyricist. You know, fuck what you heard. I mean, he might be country, but that nigga can rap for real. You know what I mean? Like from trap music to about the next four albums after that, I had and I listened to. You know what I mean? Like, I was buying T.I. albums, you know, and I don't, for real, I think mad niggas is corny. Like, if you want to keep it 100, like, I've always been one of those niggas who think damn near everybody corny. Like, niggas can't rap that good. And, you know, T.I. really can rap. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, over whatever beat he get on, that's not going to change. A nigga like Ludacris, it don't matter what kind of beat he get on, don't change. The nigga can rap. Andre Three Stacks, it don't matter what kind of beat. Him, Big Boy, don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Southern, Basie, whatever the beats are, it don't matter. Bars is bars, wherever you put them.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's real. Getting back into the project a little bit, I have to be honest, I'm this personally, would like you to talk about the title track on there, Rockness AP. I mean, you, the transparency that you showed on that track, it's so refreshing, and you rarely hear that in today's game or rap industry, if you will. I mean, you really put some news out there, at least news to me.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's why I be, this is one of the reasons why I think I'm, you know, I be thinking niggas can't rap that good. Like, I've always felt that. Like, I've always felt that way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I like who I like. But that's the, I always been a nigga who felt like I wasn't that impressed by, like, in the Kane Rakim KRS-One Kool G Rap era, like, I wasn't really impressed by nobody else. If you ain't rap that good, then you wasn't that good.
you had a high bar. Your bar was high.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, with that song, I've always felt like I've always known and always have been way more versatile than what the world knows. I've always considered myself to be one of the realest MCs, you know. Cause even the shit that I spit, for the past 10, 15 years, once in a while, I'll write a rap that's just outlandish and it's just ridiculousness, complete ridiculousness. But most of my verses are based on true stories, even though they sound like just tough guy shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I have a real nigga complex, and I put certain handcuffs on myself when I write. Like, certain shit I won't say. I'm like, this shit ain't, like, you know, the first thing that comes to your mind ain't always the thing that rhyme. Like, I mean, the first thing that come to your mind that rhyme ain't always the realest shit for me. Like, I'm not going to say nothing about a gun I never really saw in real life. You understand what I'm saying? Without, you know, I'm not going to say nothing about crimes I never at least saw. You know, I'm just not to incriminate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do that. It's so when even the bars that just sound like they outlandishly hard, a lot of those are coming from a real place. You know what I'm saying? They might not be factual. You know, it might not be autobiographical. But they're coming from some shit that's very real. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so, and I put these handcuffs on myself when I write. Imagine if I took them off. That's why Ruck was such a beast. Because he took the handcuffs off. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the Sean P shit, like, Ruck would do shit that didn't make sense. And he used to love to do it. He would love, one of his favorite things to do was to make the nonsensical sound dope. And after the after he finished the verse, after everybody's going, oh shit, off of this bar right, he'd be like, you hear that beat? I said nothing right there. Like, and he would love it. We would bust out laughing. You know what I mean? But you know, he liked to do that. I happen to be the nigga I am, and I haven't taken the handcuffs off. This is what makes me who I am. You know what I mean? My shit is gonna be better than yours, because not only is it as dope as it is, and all kind and layered in all kind of dope shit, ain't none of it fake.
No doubt. I just want to add too that poof, almost broke my speakers. Love that. Mm-hmm. And also the Shine Down record, man. That was real personal.
Yeah. But yeah, like the absolutely. But with the Rockness AP shit though, I would like to talk a little bit more about that. Just because of like the way that song was constructed was almost accidental. Like a lot of people would. I don't think enough people notice the fact that the whole song rhymes with the first bar. You know, from the first bar to the last bar, it's the same. You know, ashamed of me all the way to KAP at the end. You know what I'm saying? Like every bar, right? But that only happened because I was stuck in that flow, and I was like, you know, I didn't expect it to be a whole song. I was just writing a verse. I wasn't even writing a verse. I was just writing some lines that came to my mind.
That's incredible.
Kept growing.
That's incredible. I gotta be honest with you. That's incredible, because the amount of information that is in that particular song, and you're right, I didn't even pick up on that. But now that I'm sitting back and I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh my, that's absolutely incredible. You know, so.
And I was able to put all of that truth into that format. You understand what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, that's not easy to do. You understand? Like the word, like I just said a second ago. Hold on a second. rap.
Real,
like I was
life,
rap, like hip hop. Like dad. I was like I just said, the words that rhyme ain't always the truth, and I got these handcuffs on myself. You understand what I'm saying? With these stipulations, my real nigga complex I write under, and for me to be able to do that was amazing. But the WAP, I mean, to me, but the cheat code was the fact that I got stuck in that flow. You know what I'm saying? Like I wanted to change the word that rhyme and all of that. I wanted to get out of that flow, but the words just kept coming. They just kept coming. And then halfway through, because I was trying to stop it at 16, it was originally one verse.
Wow.
I was trying to stop it at 16, it wouldn't stop. When I got halfway through, like closer, like, you know, a little bit halfway through 216s, I realized that R-O-C-K-A-P rapped with that first sentence as well. And then I said, this has to be the title song.
Wow.
But that's when you know it's not coming from you. You know it's not coming from you. It's just coming from a different place.
Yeah. So I stopped. That's when I stopped fighting it, and I just went.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Yeah. One of the things I was going to ask you about is your relationship with any past, present Duck Down affiliates. You know, I see you got Tekken Steel on the joint. How's your relationship with all, you know, your, you know, ex guys, or even maybe they still your guys? I don't know.
I don't got no ex guys. What you mean?
I mean, as far as Duck Down.
He said they still my people to this day.
Those are my family, man.
My man, word.
Like, I don't got no ex guys. Like, okay. These are the guys.
Word.
I might have some new guys, but those are more guys. It's not or guys. You know what I'm saying? I always do and. I don't do or.
My man.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Family. That's what I'm talking about.
Like, that's the thing. If you hear me on the trap, don't ever think I'm switching. I'm gonna do and. I'm not gonna do or.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I wouldn't be mad at that, to be honest with you. Bring it. But I have a question for you, like a generational question. And you know, we're coming from a different generation. In today's rap hip hop generation, it seems to be okay to have a ghostwriter. How do you feel about that?
Oh, fuck out of here, nigga. I don't know, honestly. Like, I'm real good at minding my own business, right? But as far as how I don't really feel about it. I mean, I have an opinion. My opinion is, yes, that does take away from your score as a rapper. As an MC, as a rapper, both of them shit. It takes away from your score. But are you wrong? I mean, hey, I don't know about that. I'm not going to judge you. Because some of the greatest have done it. Like, you know, I mean, have been rumored to have had writers. So it's like, niggas have been rumored, and I don't know if all of this is true, because I don't research nothing that don't mean that much to me. You understand what I'm saying? What another nigga is doing, that much to me. You know what I'm saying? So, but I have heard that niggas wrote for Nas. I've heard niggas wrote for Jay. Did I research that? No. Do I believe niggas wrote everything they said? No. So, if you wrote one or two songs, but at the same time you didn't write Reasonable Doubt or the Black Album for him, then that he's still one of the greatest to me. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt. And the reason it comes up is because hip hop pretty much is the only genre that has a problem with that, because in every other genre of music, there's people who write the songs, people who, what do you call it, reference records, and all that kind of stuff. But because of the persona of hip hop, I'm the man. I'm dope. It's hard to accept somebody else writing those words and then you saying it and it be credible.
Listen, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, there's a good reason for that. And I swear, I wanted to say this, what I'm about to say to you,
just because. I was going to just go on my Facebook Live or something and say this.
Love it.
I was literally going to just make a post, like a Facebook Live or a video or something, just to say this, but you just gave me the perfect reason to say this.
Exclusive.
There is a reason for that. What's different about hip hop and all this other and all that other music shit is these other genres of music, you have to know how to sing. Right? Your emphasis is on your voice. That's where your talent is. Your ability to make this beautiful music with your voice. Like the baby's doing right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. <That's> what, they got to be heard,
you know,
too.
That's where, you know, like can't know just anybody do what Mariah Carey does. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's a talent. The gift is in the voice and not the words. As rappers, don't nobody give a fuck about your voice. I mean, yeah, I got the dopest voice in hip hop, but that's not that. So what? You don't have to have a dope voice. Like, you know, like, none of that. You can have a voice like Sticky Fingers, or a voice like Nas, or a voice like Jay-Z. Completely different voices. None of them are, and these are all very close to their, these are their speaking voice. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So this ain't like they had to go and learn how to hold notes. No, the talent, the dopeness in hip hop is in the words. You understand what I'm saying? The talent goes into that. That's where the dazzling is. You understand? Mary, Mariah, Luther, all these people, they dazzled us with their voices. We don't do that. We have these words. We say these clever things. And that's what makes us special.
That's a very good point.
Yes, I never thought of it that way. I like that, though. I like that. I agree with you.
It lends towards
you can't not agree with me. You hear me? You can't not agree with me. That shit is too true. It's a fact. You understand what I'm saying? You can't. Like, that's it. What the fuck made rappers special? Like, when niggas looked at us crazy before hip-hop was accepted, it was like, that's not music. That's not music. Meanwhile, niggas was sampling music. So, how can you say that? This shit we sampling was already music. You can't really beef with that. But now with some old hip-hop, bbd-bop shit, as far as what the older, you know, the older generation said back then. But what made it special was the fact that a nigga was saying amazing shit. So when another nigga is writing your amazing shit, you gotta lose a couple points. There's a couple, but it depends how much of this is going on. Like I said, if somebody wrote something for Jay-Z somewhere along the line, but they didn't write Reasonable Doubt, or they didn't write the Black Album, like, those are my two favorite Jay-Z albums. So, I mean, how much does that affect my score on him? You know what I mean? He got too busy in the meeting. You know, like, there are stratospheres of hip-hop that I've never been in. You understand? I'm sure I've never been as busy as Jay-Z has been at some point. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know how these niggas' lights go or whatever, but like I said, I feel the way I feel about it because of what I just said. It's our words that make us special. But if your body of work is large enough, and it's for the most part always been all you, and somebody just wrote one song here or one song there for you, then I can't really hold that against you.
No doubt.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. So, Rock, where can the people reach you at? How can they get at you?
I got a website called iamrockness.com. Also, I mean, that website will take you to all of my social media. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube, I'm on all the shit.
Okay,
I'm on Twitter.
Right. You doing any touring? Any tour dates coming up?
Oh, yeah. We're putting together a tour right now. So far, the date confirmed. We got Vegas. I believe we got Salt Lake City. confirmed, and I think we got like a spot in Cali. You know what I mean? But you know, hit us up. You know, book up promoters and shit. You know, you holler, tell a telephone, tell a friend, tag a promoter or something. That we on our way out on that end, on the west end or whatever. But yeah, we out in New York. I'm having a birthday party with Wednesday. This Scorpio season shit is real for me. We celebrate this shit all month. I started last night. Like I was like, fuck that. I'm gonna bring them. I chose to lay low on this day because this is my actual birthday and shit. And it's like, you know, I don't want to put no pressure on myself for this day. But then the nigga Raekwon invited me out to the show he got tonight. I might have to go do that. So, you know, I know that's going to involve a lot of beverages and medicine and shit. So, you know, this shit going to go all month. It is what it is.
But I got one last question for you. It's a pretty important one. So take your time with it. What do you think your legacy will be when you look back 20, 30 years from now on hip hop? Or what would you like for your legacy to be? Let's say that.
Oh, I would like for a lot of money to be attached to it. I would like for my baby to grow up and be a successful young lady and shit. I want it to be proof this nigga got the best genes ever. You understand what I'm saying? I want that to be evident in my daughter because she's a one of one. And I would like to affect change. Like, you know, like for real, like I would like to affect change. Like if something gonna happen, like if it's gonna be some shit that, you know, on some changing this shit for the better, this awful ass situation we living in, I would like to be a part of some of that. You know what I mean? And above all, boss. You know what I mean? Like I need for niggas to know that I was unfuckwittable when I was gone. Like I need for niggas to be able to say that about me and not get laughed at. Like, nah, son, wasn't nobody fucking with that nigga rock. I need niggas to be able to say that. And a nigga, at the very least, get him. I can't really argue with that. If you can say that and somebody say that, then yeah, we good.
All right, baby.
That's what's up.
That's
yo.
What's up, man. We appreciate you sharing an early part of your birthday with us, man. Hope it's a great
one. No doubt. It's all good. We finna meet him there. Yo, yo. Where the money at? I rap for a fee, but for noble, it's all free. I'm a motherfucking outlaw. Paul, respect that. Been that way since MFC in my neck tag. Me and Musal age handy for breakfast. He righteous. P might just send me your necklace.
Touch my weed, nigga. Whew. California dreaming, but I'm in BK, paranoid and scheming. I'm back and forth in the streets, all erratic, dog, I need. Flight had my good bitch, Labrador Retriever. One. The bitch goony and beautiful, just a bit bougie and ruly. Basically, she fish moody. Her shit juicy and the bitch loopy. She get groupies for me, better make it twosies. Don't say shit to me about bad grammar. Shooting a gif, bad Santa. Green in my jeans like Bruce Banner on that gamma. A week in L.A., then we skating to Atlanta. Go see Hardaway in a Hawks jersey. Laugh at Knicks, bitch. And I'm right back at y'all. Back to the boroughs, back to the ghetto, back to the metal like blacks. Get harassed by them devils. To keep it 100, I miss it. Do this every couple months with a different one of my bitches. I'm like, poof.
Now you see me, now you don't. I don't just walk the streets, I travel the globe, nigga. Planting the breeze as we speak.
I'm gone.
I'll be back in a week.
I'll be back in a week. I'll be back in a week. I'm like, I'll be back in a week.
I'ma be right back.
I'll be back in a week. I'm like, I'll be back in a week.
Southern hospitality. My North Carolina mama been hollering. She know I'm tired of the loudness and foul cops following. And she gobbled, he promised to snatch the soul out of me. Shit official as a nigga in a striped shirt with a whistle. It's great like Scott, minus the tissue. I got multiple magazines, I got issues. A bunch of shit I'm trying to get through, I might hit you. I'm off this. I'll be back in a week. You bitch niggas support each other, y'all be back in a week. Make me wanna back out the hammer, get the back in a week. Instead, give a shorty the biz till a back in the week. Listen, my shit banging and I bang heaters. Bang a banging diva bitch off a picture of sangria. Got a Miami chick, I switched the name to Mia. She mad I came out there to the show and I ain't see ya. I was like, oof,
now you see me, now you don't. I don't just walk the streets, I travel the globe, nigga. Planting the breeze as we speak.
I'm gone.
I'll be back in a week.
I'll be back in a week. I'll be back in a week. I'm like, I'll be back in a week.
I'ma be right back.
I'll be back in a week. I'm like, I'll be back in a week.
Man, listen, these cruel streets raise me. Either you or me crazy. Be easy for your mans, get blamed. And I could use about two or three ladies. A cruise to Jamaica, or maybe sweet Amsterdam. Maybe go back to California. Colorado, they got that legal marijuana. Go see the homie Tommy Gunn out in Tacoma. Truthfully, I could be gone for a month, but I do have a daughter. I'll be back in a week. I'll be back. I promise. Hardaway came back.
I'll be back in a week. I'm like, I'll be back in a week. Listen. I'll be back in a week. I'm like, I'll be back in a week. Listen.
Ask me anything you want. I'ma keep it 100.
I'd expect nothing less.
All the time. Ben Frank, nigga. I've been Frank, nigga. Pause.
Yeah, gotta pause that.
What the fuck I mean, though?
All right, well, after all these years, you know, you've been through a few different situations. Ups and downs. Looking back now, in hindsight, you have any regrets? Anything you would've done differently?
This is right after price. This is right after price. Sometimes when I look at niggas who came in the game same time frame as me, I'm ashamed of me. I probably fucked it all up like a lane for greed or stupid ass contract complications. When my team and priority parted ways, they schemed. Said everybody free to go and do their thing but me. What? First play in the LA, I breathe. So I ain't gotta do some explaining, B. That's the CEO, the priority. He's saying to me, Rock, I'm not saying you can't leave. What I'm asking is, can you stay with me? He offered me bread a lot. Shit was insane to me. I went straight to Drew High. He was like, take it, B. I was lost. He was like, listen, the game is changing, B. And deals ain't falling off trees. These days go east, so I did it. But looking back, I should've stayed with the team. Drew could've hooked another label with me. Maybe. Now what I'm saying is, back then, I was that nigga in the boot camp. It's like, you know, no disrespect to my niggas, but like, if Son would've tried to get a Def Jam or Loud or somebody that knew what to do with us, they could've looked without Rock. You understand what I'm saying? That might've been a problem. Anyway, my lawyer was like, let's get you a little more paper, sweet. And that shit right there is what made niggas pee. Shit halted the process. I'm broke and starving, waiting to eat. But it was all my fault, basically. I'm talking flagrantly, tripping. But one of you niggas could've came to me. What the fuck? Rux the ring, ST? I ain't that tough. Y'all could've told me, hey, you tweaking. But let me not shift the blame, it was me. I was in way too deep, ay. But that set the stage for P. Me and Priority split for good, but I made some cream. Went back to LA to finalize the papers to leave. When I met DJ Lee, Uncle Rico, Javo, and amazingly, the day I leave, one situation, we done found a better one. Crazy G, Limp Bizkit in the scope, I'm in the majors, B. But now Limp Bizkit and Shady beefing. Goodness gracious, shit was crazy out here at that time. It was like, you know how the game go, like, these niggas beefing. I'm like, what the fuck, we got the right bars for him now? Fucking love him and them. I mean, we got bars. We
long story short, like, that shit happened in... I'm not saying Eminem got my nigga Lisa kicked off the label and all that, but
this is right after price.
All I know is Interscope dropped the label with speed, but the album stayed with me. Thought to myself, two deals gone, maybe it's me. So I fell back like, let me learn some things, let me see. My girl at the time asked how much would it take to release, and I had no clue, and she was getting cake, believe me, I had to learn. Meanwhile, I'm playing in the streets, living dangerously. I was getting dope, so it was okay with me. Living regrets, words from the great J to the Z. I was able to live with all that till 8-8-15. All that shit really hurt my man, he can say it to me. I ain't know, but I know it now, Bernadette made me see. I'm so sorry, I was just trying to take the lead.
I'm sorry.
Wanna come take it to your face, but I'm needed, we had it. She should have been simple as ABC. That was just R-O-C-K-A-P. I hate me.
This is rap after price. This is rap after price. This is rap after price. This is rap after price.
I just don't give a fuck.
Dog, I will never be the same. Shine you like that. You shine, I shine, I shine, you shine. I know it's time to grind.
I know
it's work to do, but I'm hurting, dude. Luckily, Raquel came and gave me your purpose too. Pictures on my wall had your boy get a worse mood. But what I'm supposed to take him down? What kind of jerk is you? With my energy low, I get a search from you. Listen to some of your verses. Whew, brother, you still inspire me from the other side. Even from the grave, you still have for the reason that I'm a beast.
I am gon' beast.
Best rapper alive, since the best rapper died. Heavy's the torch, but I got no choice, I'ma have to shine. Shit right in the garbage. Sometimes I feel like dying a martyr, but I can't when I look in the eyes of my daughter. Man, this shit is painful. She'll never get to know a funnest uncle. I'ma use your jokes as much as I want to. I ain't one to accept the fact that in the book of me ain't no more chapters in this book with P. But fuck it, you still inspire me from the other side. Even from the grave, you still have for the reason that I am a beast.
And I am gon' beast.
best rapper alive since the best rapper died. Heavy's the torch, but I got no choice, I might have to shine.